So I do have an update for you about the newest skincare routine that I've been using because the results just keep getting better and better. Honestly, I was getting to a point where I felt like my face was looking a bit more tired. But now that I've used OneSkin each morning and each night for a few months, I can truly tell the difference. My face feels brighter, more hydrated. I do feel that it's making a difference in terms of visible signs of aging. And no wonder, because OneSkin's products are powered by their scientifically proven peptide called OS1. Now, this peptide reduces the accumulation of damaged aging cells and boosts skin's natural barrier to lock in moisture and protect against the elements. And all I have to do to have all of those benefits is cleanse and apply OneSkin's topical face and eye cream morning and night, and it's so easy. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code NEWSWORTHY at oneskin.co. Go and get this. You can get 15% off oneskin.co with the code NEWSWORTHY. And after your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. So please be sure to support our show and tell them we sent you. Help your skin stay younger and healthier for longer with OneSkin. Today is Saturday, August 6th. And today you'll hear directly from someone who had monkeypox. Then later, an epidemiologist explains where it came from and what activities are more or less likely to spread the disease. Monkeypox is not only a concern around the world, but as we reported yesterday, it's now also a public health emergency here in the United States. And that U.S. declaration allows the federal government to direct the necessary resources to fight the virus. At last check, the U.S. had recorded about 7,000 cases around the country. Our first guest today was one of those patients. Dr. John, who prefers not to share his last name, is a primary care doctor in Chicago with a massive social media following on TikTok and Instagram under the handle That Gay Doctor. And he's been open about his experience with the disease back in June. Today, he shares all about his symptoms, how he thinks he may have been exposed to the virus, and why he thinks it's important to talk about it. Welcome, welcome to the Newsworthy Special Edition Saturday, when we sit down with a different expert or celebrity every Saturday to talk about something in the news. Don't forget to tune in every Monday through Friday for our regular episodes, where we provide all the day's news in 10 minutes. I'm Erica Mandy. It's now time for today's Special Edition Saturday. Dr. John, thank you so much for coming on the Newsworthy.
Thanks for having me.
So let's start by just talking about your personal experience with monkeypox. Can you tell us specific symptoms that you had and how you knew that you had it?
Initially, I just started feeling like very, very tired. And I was out in the heat with friends for the day. And it was like a really, really hot day. And I was just like, kept saying like, oh, I feel so tired. And I feel so hot, and was like sweating. When I got home in the evening time, I started having like chills and stuff, and I was like, oh, like something seems very not right, and started to develop like rectal discomfort as well. And then like went to sleep and woke up and was like increasingly in pain, just like my whole body feeling very, very tired. And then started to notice, I noticed my first spot was like on my like inner bicep, and it would just look like almost like a mosquito bite when it first started. Went back to sleep and woke up like in a sweat. And then I took a shower and I had several more bumps on my back. And I was like, something seems very amiss. My lymph nodes had really swollen up in my neck as well as in my groin. And so when the infectious disease specialist saw me, she said it seems like a very classic case.
And so you noticed the first bump the next day after starting not to feel well?
Like within 24 to 48 hours of like not feeling well. Yeah.
Well, let's first establish, how are you feeling now?
I feel great. I was only really like sick for maybe like 3 days or so. And then I just had the rash for about 2 weeks and was just waiting for those spots to heal.
And I know you took steps to avoid exposing anyone else by isolating. So what is required with monkeypox to quarantine or isolate?
Unfortunately, with monkeypox, it's not a time-based thing, which is what we're used to with COVID. The recommendation is that you do not come in contact with other people until all of the lesions that you have crusted, fallen off, and formed new skin underneath. So for me, that was like 15, 16 days from onset, which is quite a long time.
Before you knew you had it, do you think those lesions could be mistaken for anything else? You mentioned at first it looked like a mosquito bite. I know people have asked about acne or a rash.
Yeah. So in the early stages, like it is a little bit unclear. Of course, the lesions like progress with time and start to look very characteristic. But first day or two, I would not be surprised at all if people would mistake it for a number of different things, which is a concern since it's contagious and spread that way. And I think that is why it's spreading, is people start with just a few and they just think, oh, my ingrown hair, a bad pimple, something like that. And then they're still out and about.
What did they feel like? And how much, I guess, pain were you in?
The lesions were honestly very painful. I had some in really unfortunate, like I had this one on my palm here that was really big. And I was still working and doing telehealth from home during the time. And so just like any time it would like touch the keyboard, it was like feeling like something sharp was stabbing into my hand. The main pain that people are having is the rectal pain. And I actually didn't have any rectal pox, but the virus causes something called proctitis, which is like inflammation of the lining of the rectum. And that results in feeling like you constantly have to have a bowel movement. When you go, it's very painful. I would describe it as like feeling like you're trying to poop something sharp, basically. And then feeling like spasming in that area. So that lasted for probably like 4 or 5 days and was quite debilitating. A lot of the people who are being hospitalized with monkeypox, the reason is for like pain control, because they're even taking like opioid strong pain medications and not touching the pain. So they're being admitted for like IV pain control, which is really sad.
Did you get any vaccine or treatment?
So I didn't get any treatment myself. Two people who had come in close contact with me were able to get the vaccine as like a post-exposure prophylaxis, and they didn't end up getting the virus, thankfully. But the vaccine is not offered once you're already having symptoms. There is a treatment that is antiviral. It's called TPOX, but it's only really recommended for more severe cases.
A lot of people have asked about risk of exposure, and they might be worried about even everyday activities. So are you comfortable sharing anything about how you might have been exposed?
I personally do not know how I got the infection. It was not a sexual partner. So I think it probably honestly was from like a nightclub. It seems most likely just being in a crowded bar with somebody's body touching up against me. And that seems to be the most likely scenario.
So we know right now that monkeypox is spreading mostly among men who have sex with men, but anyone can be infected. So how do you think the messaging about monkeypox should be balanced so that a high-risk group of people are aware and can take proper precautions, but at the same time, we're not creating a stigma or misinformation about who can actually get infected?
Yeah, I think that's a really important point, and I'm glad you brought it up because, yeah, we are concerned about stigma and about spreading messaging, saying a gay disease and using verbiage like that is really dangerous. And so it is important to remind ourselves, no disease stops outside of your body and says, like, should I enter you or not? What's your sexual orientation, right? So the way it's transmitted is close body contact. Unfortunately, the population that this has been spreading in is the gay population. And especially at a time during Pride Month, when we are having a lot of big events where people are dancing, people are having their shirts off, is a recipe for disaster and probably why it has been spreading so rampantly within our community. So I think it is very important to say, like, this is not solely impacting gay people, but the vast majority of the cases are in that population right now. And so we should be focusing on getting the vaccine to that population, educating them about how to keep themselves safe, and doing our best to try to slow the risk of spread in the community.
And I know that you have been open about your experience on social media. So why was that important to you?
It was important to me, I think, because I kind of went through the thought process of like, there's no way I'm having this, right? Like, and even as a doctor, getting the symptoms and coming down with it was like in the stage of denial and just truly not really having a lot of knowledge of what was happening and what the infection was. And so I wanted to make as many people aware that people are getting this and this is a real thing. My intersectionality of being a doctor and someone with firsthand experience kind of gave me the perfect platform to be able to kind of spread awareness about this.
And you've mentioned that you've heard from people who you made an impact on. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, a ton of people from honestly all over the world have DM'd me saying like, thank you so much for talking about this and for going through all the steps of it. It really gave me comfort when I came down with it because I was freaking out and didn't know what to expect. And watching your journey through it gave me reassurance that I'll be okay, as well as a number of medical providers who said that they only identified cases from being able to see my videos online.
If people think they might have it, what do you recommend?
So yeah, I would recommend immediately isolate, minimize contact with other people, and reach out to your medical provider.
Still ahead, from public toilet seats to trying on clothes at a store to hugging and kissing, which activities are more or less likely to spread monkeypox? Here to break down the data and separate fact from fiction is Dr. Katrine Wallace. She's an epidemiologist at the University of Illinois at Chicago, who has also been volunteering at a monkeypox vaccination clinic. You may know her as Dr. Cat or Epidemiologist Cat on social media. She's answering common questions and sharing what precautions you may want to take next. But first, a quick break to thank our sponsors. The Newsworthy is brought to you by ZocDoc. You might imagine that as a journalist and a reporter, I'm the type of person that does a lot of research and asks a lot of questions in all areas of my life. So when I choose a doctor, I need one who is willing to take the time to answer all of my questions. Of course, I also need one who takes my health insurance. Well, ZocDoc makes it easy to find quality doctors in your network and in your neighborhood. Plus, with real verified patient reviews, it can help find the right doctor for you, one that meets your requirements, whether that's taking the time to answer your questions or having the right type of experience or both. ZocDoc is a free app that shows you doctors who are patient reviewed, take your insurance, and are available when you need them. Every month, millions of people use ZocDoc, and it's one of my go-tos whenever I'm in need of a new doctor. Go to ZocDoc.com/newsworthy and download the ZocDoc app for free. Then start your search for a top-rated doctor today. Many are available within 24 hours. That's Z-O-C-D-O-C, ZocDoc.com/newsworthy. The Newsworthy is also brought to you by Rothy's. I used to think I had to choose between comfort and style when it comes to my shoes. That if I want my shoes to be comfortable, I should not expect to get any compliments that day. But thanks to Rothy's, that mindset has completely changed. I can wear my Rothy's all day long with zero blisters and pain. In fact, I then get the joy of chatting with people who stop to ask where I got them. Rothy's are known for their chic pointed toe flats. I have a black pair of those that I love, but that is just the beginning. They have tons of iconic head-turning designs in bright yet sophisticated colors. So it's just that much more amazing to also know that Rothy's takes sustainability to the next level. All of their products are knit with thread made from plastic water bottles. They've repurposed around 125 million water bottles so far. Your new favorite shoes are waiting. Discover the versatile styles you can wear absolutely anywhere and get $20 off your first purchase at rothys.com/newsworthy. That's R-O-T-H-Y-S, rothys.com/newsworthy for $20 off your first order. Okay, now to my conversation with Dr. Katz. Dr. Katrine Wallace, thank you so much for coming on The Newsworthy.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm really happy to be here.
So first, give us a general overview. What is monkeypox? How long has it been around? And why are we seeing an uptick right now?
So monkeypox has been around since the 50s. And the reason it's called monkeypox is because the first cases that we saw were in monkeys. But it's believed that the reservoirs of disease are actually rodents. Usually, the disease moves from animals to humans. The reason this outbreak is more concerning is because we're now seeing it spreading in different ways. So it's being spread more from person to person and in countries like Canada, like the US, Australia, that we aren't used to seeing it. And the fact that cases are increasing. So that's why it's being declared a public health emergency.
And I do want to get to specific risk levels with specific activities for people in just a moment. But first, how concerned do you think the average American needs to be about monkeypox at this point?
This virus spreads a lot more slowly than COVID. We don't see this exponential, explosive growth because it needs really close contact to spread. So it's not this in the air, people getting it. I think people need to kind of keep that perspective in mind in that, you know, this isn't spreading as quickly. We do need to be aware of it, especially as, you know, kids go back to school and we're in more communal settings than we were during the summer, but it's not the same as COVID in terms of incidence.
Okay. I'll say a specific activity and you can tell us how likely or unlikely it is to contract monkeypox from an infected person in these particular situations. Sound good?
Let's go.
Sitting on a public toilet seat.
Possible, but unlikely. If somebody with an open sore just sat on the toilet right before you and then you sit on the toilet, I guess it's possible, yes. But there has to be a lot of coincidences to line up for that to happen. But to be positive and sure, I would just Clorox wipe the seat.
Trying on clothes at a store.
I think that is unlikely for the same reason. I think people got hung up on the CDC, like handling clothing of an infected person. If you are handling clothing that somebody has been wearing while they're sick in bed with monkeypox, there's a lot of virus on those clothes. But hanging in a store, I think that situation is a little bit less likely than handling the actual clothing of a person convalescing with monkeypox at home.
Going to the gym as well as using gym equipment, towels or mats.
Using gym equipment is safe from monkeypox. Mats, if you have a yoga mat, it would not hurt to bring your own. Bacteria is all over those mats.
What about traveling on an airplane or going to a restaurant?
We aren't seeing transmission of monkeypox in casual contact situations. So at the coffee shop, at the post office, in the grocery store, monkeypox needs much, much closer contact.
Shaking hands or hugging?
I mean, I don't want to tell people not to hug people, but the risk increases by touching skin on skin. So if you have long sleeves on and you want to hug somebody, go for it. There are lesions on hands with monkeypox, so you may want to just fist bump instead.
Sharing cups or food?
That's likely. People have mouth sores, and this is spread via respiratory droplets if somebody has mouth sores. So don't share drinks or food or even kissing, anything that gets you into contact with somebody's bodily fluids and saliva is not a good idea.
Dancing in a club or a crowd?
Dancing in a crowd is possible, right? If you don't have a shirt on. So if you're dancing skin on skin, body to body for a prolonged period of time, you could be exposed and you could get monkeypox if somebody has infectious lesions and is rubbing on your skin.
And then obviously being even more intimate, such as sexual activity, is going to be high risk, correct?
Highly likely, yes. That is pretty much the way this virus is spreading, I would say.
What can you tell us about the safety and efficacy of the vaccine, and then who is eligible for it?
It's about 85% effective against monkeypox in the clinical trials. Now, the issue is that it's a two-dose vaccine, and there are a lot of places, my city of Chicago included, where they're prioritizing first doses of this vaccine because we just don't have enough to schedule second doses for people. It's in very short supply. It's very scarce. And so right now it's only being used in people that are deemed to be at highest risk for monkeypox.
And that might mean they've been exposed to someone who has a confirmed case?
The highest risk people who the vaccine is being directed towards are somebody that had very close contact with an actual diagnosed case, or the person is a man who has sex with men and multiple partners in an area where there is a known outbreak, like a large outbreak. Anybody can get monkeypox. There's nothing biologically about a man who has sex with men or a gay person that predisposes them to monkeypox. It just so happens that because of their interconnected networks, it has had a foothold in this community right now.
And to be clear, none of this is connected to chickenpox, which I know a lot of us all had as a child.
Right. And that's an important point. I'm glad you brought it up, because people are thinking that this is just another pox virus and that if they're vaccinated for chickenpox, that they're protected. And that's not true. The chickenpox vaccine will not protect you against monkeypox.
What's the best resource to check how severe an outbreak is in your local area?
Your local health department in your county will be keeping metrics on these things. So if you have a county health department, you would check there. If you live in a metropolitan area, you have a city health department that would help you. And if you live in a really, really rural area that maybe doesn't have either one of those things, then you definitely have a state health department that can give you some metrics. And everybody should have information at this point on their websites about monkeypox.
Well, thank you so much to both Dr. John and Dr. Kat for coming on the show to share more about this important topic. Be sure to follow them on social media to learn more. Dr. John uses the handle ThatGayDoctor, and Dr. Katrine Wallace uses the handle EpidemiologistKat. We have links to both in today's episode notes on thenewsworthy.com. We'll, of course, provide any significant updates about monkeypox during our regular daily news roundups every Monday through Friday. We provide the news you need to know in just about 10 minutes. So we'll be back on Monday with the latest. Until then, have a great weekend.
If you're in business, you probably have a website, but can your site handle your growth? How many visitors before your site slows down or crashes? What about storage and data security? From web hosting to virtual servers, Pear Networks provides the online infrastructure you need to start, grow, and flourish. When it comes to security and updates, don't worry, we've got you covered. Our 24/7 US-based customer support is the best in the industry. No frustrating chatbots or sitting on hold for hours. Check out pear.com today to learn more. That's PAIR.com.